Sisters and brothers, of course, we believe much more than we can explain, but we're celebrating the beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. And this is what we do every Sunday. This is what we're doing now, asking the Lord to give us the ability to be one with Him. But also, because of that, to be one with one another in our families, in our parish, in our world. And it's that reason that your good pastor has invited a visiting priest to be with you to say, here's an option that can make this Eucharist extend around the world specifically and personally, not just in general, but one-to-one with real personal relationship with an individual person. Some 35 years ago, some people in Kansas City, sitting in the pews, just as you are, good Catholic people, said, we believe this, but how can we make it real for us in a personal manner? Well, one of those people knew a missionary in Guatemala. They wrote a letter, back came a picture of a little girl who wasn't able to go to school because she didn't have the school books. She didn't have the uniform, but she wanted to be a nurse and she was trying to teach herself to read and write. They said, that's our goddaughter. She's going to reach her goal. We are going to stay with her. They did three important things. One, they sent a letter of support promising daily prayer, asking for her prayers. Second, they continued to send a small donation every month or so to help her with her schooling. Third, and this is key to what they did, they sent their own photograph. And with letters and photographs back and forth, she became a nurse. And that has caught the imagination of more than 300,000 people who form an alliance of friendship with one of our kids, young people or elders, in one of our Catholic missions in 20 foreign countries, all in the poor sections of our world, South Africa, South America, the Philippine Islands, and South India. Join us. There are three parts to what we do. First and most important is prayer. When someone comes to our mission and says they'd like to join our program, we say to them, are you willing to pray every day for the people of Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish Cathedral in Dodge City, Kansas? They have no idea where we are, of course, but they pray for us twice a day. Every one of the photographs I have with me represents a family praying twice a day for those who hear this message to have a deeper faith, a stronger hope, a more active love. Join us. Join us now. I'm sure you have lots of reasons to come to church on Sunday morning. Lots of prayers already in your heart. I'm asking you to add one more, the same prayer as Veronica, this little 11-year-old girl who lives in Kenya with her family. They are praying for us. Ask the Lord to give them the same gift they want for us, a deeper faith, a stronger hope, a more active love. Second part of what we do is what you see in my hand, and I'll stress this. This is a photograph taken very recently. This is not a child years ago. This little girl was just taking her picture, and when you take this picture home with you, no one else will have Veronica's photograph. No one else will have the information inside as to how an alliance of friendship will help her and her family forge a path out of poverty. Every one of these pictures represents a family living in poverty, primarily wanting to send their kids to school. And this is the way in which we can say, Veronica is going to school because I'm helping and I know how she's doing. I get letters from her. You get two letters every year, even though you don't write. If you write, believe me, you'll get an answer. You get a new photograph every year, so you see how she's growing into a young lady, developing her talents and skills. This is how specific and personal we are. Third part of what we do, first, of course, is prayer. This is where we experience and express the spirit and power of Jesus in the Eucharist, making us one throughout the world. Second, the actual physical personal relationship. Third, you won't be surprised, of course, since we're talking about pulling somebody out of poverty, financial. $36 a month. Until Veronica reaches a goal, whatever that might be. Could be nurse, could be teacher, whatever it is, we stay with her till she reaches a goal. Or until the Lord calls you to another ministry. We never ask anybody to do this on guilt and obligation, but invitation and opportunity. So if for any reason, at any time, you need to pull back temporarily or permanently, let us know. We take that into consideration. But as soon as I say the word money, there are three very important things I need to say to you. One is that more than 94 cents of every dollar you give to Veronica goes to her. On the back, it's going to say 93, but I know it's more than 94 because I visited the mission. And I know we stretch your dollar to make sure that the experience and expression is accountable and transparent. And I know you believe me when I say that. And I wouldn't say it if I couldn't prove it to myself, because I've checked it out. But Charity Navigators, Better Business Bureau, comes into our office twice a year to check our books to make sure that we are accountable and transparent. You need to know that. I need to know that. Second thing about money, you know this, we're a charitable organization, so every dollar you give to Veronica is tax deductible, and at the end of the year, we'll send you a letter making all that clear. Third, and this is an interesting factor, $36 a month. People say to me, Father, where'd you ever get that number? Well, when we started 35 years ago, we asked for $5 a month, then 10, then 20, then 30. Just at the beginning of last year, we had to raise up to 36, and simply to maintain the same level of benefits. And you know this better than I, actually. This is rampant inflation. It's bad in our country, worse in the missions. You can remember, I'm sure, when we could buy a bottomless cup of coffee for less than a dollar, and now it's $2.99 or more. Well, that's what we have to live with. And it's because of that that some people say, Father, the Lord has been gracious to me. I have the ability to be generous. And so I could do $38 a month or $40 a month or more. If that's the case, when you fill out the form inside, you simply strike out the number 36 and put down 38 or 40, whatever's right for you. That way I'll be able to keep saying 36 as long as I possibly can. Now, personally, when I first heard this, I thought, this makes sense. I know that every child in the world is my child. Every grandma is my grandma. I know that. But this relationship, this letters back and forth, this pictures, this caught my imagination. And I thought, this is a good way to let the experience of the Lord Jesus' unity and oneness show itself in a real personal manner. But as Father said at the beginning of Mass, I'm a Capuchin Franciscan priest. I do not have a bank account. So I went home to my brothers. At the time, I was living with three other men. And I said, do you think our budget will hold $40 a month so I can participate in this program? Not a problem, they said. We already buy fair trade coffee from Guatemala, but this has caught your imagination, so you go for it. So I picked up the first folder I could see. Some people say, 11 years old? My daughter is 11. I'm going to choose a companion for her, or let her choose. They'll write letters. They'll send pictures back and forth. A new language, a new culture, maybe even have a chance to visit one another, and I'll talk about that later. But I thought, no, the Lord will choose. I picked up the first folder. It happened to be an older lady. We are the only agency in the Catholic Church that forms an alliance of friendship with individual elders as well, to give them a life of dignity and security. Her name is Angelina. She's now more than 88 years old. She lives in the mountains of Guatemala. She tells me, before I came to the mission, I would pick coffee on my own around the edges of the plantation during the season. She, of course, no one's the land. But because I have arthritis and can't bend my fingers very well, I could only pick a couple pounds a day. Then I would try to sell my coffee to the agency or in the marketplace and always got a price much less than it was worth if anybody at all would buy it and not steal it from me. But you heard about the mission. She let us take her picture. I have a photograph, and by the way, she has mine. And now she says, because of the $40 a month that you make to the clinic, and we never give any money to the person. We give it to the school or the hospital or the agency for good accountability. But because of that $40 on a regular basis each month, I can go to the clinic and get arthritis medicine with no cost to me, flex my fingers better than ever, pick twice as much coffee in less time, and because of the mission, I sell my coffee now to Fair Trade Guatemala for an honest price. With that, I can send my granddaughter to school. This is what we do, good working people supporting good working people. Join us. Rosalita, the little girl of 8, had to go with Grandma and sit in the shade every day while Grandma picked coffee because Mom works in a factory, Dad drives a truck. Together, Mom and Dad make less than $100 a month. Rosalita was going to be a shepherdess or a field worker. She was never going to learn to read and write, but now she's in school every day. This is what we do. When I got that letter, and it was in Spanish, if you don't know the language, you get 2 letters, the original with the translation. Then when you write, your letter is translated into Swahili or Hindi or Tagalog or whatever language these good people speak. But when I got that letter telling me what I just told you, that my grandmother sells her coffee to Fair Trade Guatemala, I was getting supper ready at our house. I was cook for our community that night. My grandmother sells her coffee to Fair Trade Guatemala. Then I remember, we buy our coffee from Fair Trade Guatemala. Then I look at the package where I'm getting the coffee beans from and I think, maybe some of the beans I have in my hand were actually picked by my adoptive grandma. I don't know that, of course. We'll find that out at Heaven's Gates. But that's what an alliance of friendship does. Everybody who does this recognizes it's just a moment of affirmation, a moment of this makes sense. This is a way to be able to express and experience what we're celebrating on Sunday morning with the body and blood of Christ. He is the one in this beautiful sacrament that makes us one. And we know the closer we get to Jesus, the closer we get to one another. And this is what our faith calls us to. And so with the invitation of your pastor and the visitors who have come to you for this particular weekend, we ask you to focus toward recognizing that this way allows us to personally and specifically and effectively express and experience the body of Christ around the world. Join us. We are at Mass. We're about to celebrate the Creed. We're going to go to Holy Communion as we do every Sunday. We're going to go out of the church to put the gospel into our world. Absolutely, in all the ways that Our Lady of Guadalupe already does in this beautiful parish. But around the world as well to say, you know, I have a godson in Kenya. He wants to be a veterinarian. My small donation each month allowed him to buy a calf that he keeps healthy now because he knows what to do. He's studying veterinary medicine. He's about to graduate. He sends me letters. I know all of this because I have his photograph and I sent him mine. This is what we do. Let the experience of the Lord's generosity to us in our faith family and your pastor's invitation to allow this to be real. After communion, I'll be more specific as to how we do this, but right now, once again, in my own name and in the name of all the others I have with me, look into your heart, add the intention, Lord, give us and those who are visiting us a deeper faith, a stronger hope, a more active love. Now, I have not memorized the new creed, so please stand. I'll start it. When I get back to the book, I'll join you. Please stand.